Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Cleaning Nation, good to be with you. This, I think, is going to be my last broadcast from California. I don't know if you guys can see, but there's, for the first time, we finally got some, can't really see it, but there's San Francisco's got the fog over the ocean. It's awesome. We haven't had that. It's been hot, actually, and this place we're staying has no air conditioning, because apparently it doesn't get hot here unless we come. Brought it from Phoenix. So today, we are talking about online selling versus in person. This is a big deal nowadays, because there's a lot of, can I just, with all the digital marketing out there, which we do, right? We do a lot of digital marketing, so I love it. So please don't hear me saying I'm anti it. But there's a lot of, I don't want to do sales calls. I don't want to build a sales team. I just want to kind of have everything automated and sold. And I just want to talk to you about exactly what that could and should look like and how to make sure that your business is able to grow doing what you're doing. So the problem we run into is we love getting new customers, but setting up and going on appointments can take forever, right? And then there's follow-up time, going in the bid, back and forth. It gets to be where owners just don't want to do it. And then what if you want to travel, right? If you're, for a lot of us, if we're doing all the sales calls and we want to go on vacation, is our business just shut down? Like, are we just not able to take new customers? That's not what we want. And the problem is, if we don't get this right, we don't have a client attraction system, you'll waste your professional life cleaning, fooling with toilets, being stuck, letting low wage work run your life, and you won't know why. And a lot of that has to do with not being able to get good customers. And the ability to get good customers has a lot to do with understanding what you are going to do online versus offline or not at all, right? So we're going to talk about that today. Mark White, starting to be a faithful listener live from St. Louis. Good to have you, buddy. So the reality is Shelly Brock from Shelly's Unlimited Cleaning in Ohio. Good to know that your cleaning is not limited, Shelly, that you're not going, hey, we'll only clean a certain amount and then we're cutting you off. So it's unlimited. Good to know. Fantastic. So obviously in today's day and age, it's like, hey, it makes so much sense just to let people order online, right? We can make it super easy. I don't have to do anything. But the reality is, if you're selling t-shirts or a book or something where it's just like this physical product that you can ship, that you can read the reviews, check the price and do it or not, the full online process makes complete sense. But the reality is, and we're going to talk to commercial and residential, right? Because with commercial, it's Jason says like the scruffy look. The reality is I shaved before we came, and it's because I haven't hit puberty yet. We've been here a week and a half, and this is all I got from a shave. Good to see you, Verna and Shelly. Say right here, staying very busy. Blessed. Good to hear it, sister. So, yeah, we want to use our online presence as a way to really effectively, positively move our business forward. But the reality is, if we do the complete process online, which really only kind of makes sense for residential, we'll talk about how this affects commercial as well. Online customers tend to buy less, certainly less often, right? If you just have a complete automated funnel on your website, even if it's a great funnel, you're lucky if you get a percent or two to buy. When you are face to face with someone and you're doing a good job, certainly on the residential side, you should be selling 50 to 80% of those people, right? So it's a big, big difference. Laura is here from Michigan. Verna says, good to see you. Good to be seen, Laura. So we got to understand that our closing percentage is going to be vastly different when we're physically online versus kind of an online, or physically in person versus an online sales funnel. Not only that, even if you're like, well, I can make it work with 1% of the traffic to come to my website, that's fine. Typically, the quality seems to be lower, right? They see more as a commodity or a transactional thing, like a one-time clean or a move-in, move-out, or stuff that's not our ideal clients. Our ideal clients that are going to be relational and see us as really bringing value and have a real pain that they want to have solved, those people are going to invest the time in saying, hey, I want to talk to someone. I want to kind of interview them. So not only will your sales percentage go way down if you kind of try and keep everything online, but your caliber of customer is going to go down a lot. Also, online customers are much more price sensitive, right? They might have 16 tabs open. They're looking for the cheapest, freest thing. They're really not looking for a relationship or to solve a big problem. They're just looking for a little problem. They want it cheap and easy, and they're really going to treat you like a commodity. So that's not ideal. The final downside to selling online is they are going to quit sooner, right? When something goes wrong, because they don't really have a relationship, right? Their whole price to get in or barrier to get into to working with you is they got online, they opened a bunch of computer tabs and picked the cheapest one, right? So when something goes wrong, they're not motivated to call and say, hey, there's a problem and try and work it out. They're more likely just to go, hey, we quit. We're going to open another computer tab and find somebody else. So the quality, the caliber, the length that they stay, the money that they pay, everything goes down when you sell online. And I know it's easier, right? So we kind of get, there's so many online marketers like, hey, just, you know, give me a bunch of money. We can teach you how to have everything magically happen. You don't have to go see anyone. And it's so appealing. But the cost to your business really goes down when it comes to caliber of customers, how long they sell, that sort of good stuff. All right. So let's talk more. Again, I just want you guys to know my background so you don't think I'm kind of with the like offline police, because I'm not. We deliver all of our products completely online, right? Right now we're in California. Typically we're in Phoenix and we have customers all over the world, UK, Australia, all that sort of stuff. So obviously through our business practices, we don't do any online consultations and we don't deliver our product online. But if I delivered my product in-house, I would for sure be in-house trying to help those people, right? And we even do live events when we're not, you know, got the COVID crush going on. We even do live events just because I love seeing people online, and the people that we meet at those events, we tend to have better relationships with, and they become customers that spend more, we can get more value. So even with our business model that is completely, you know, digital, right? Just because of the logistics of everyone, you know, we got, you know, Terry Lynn from Baltimore and people from all over the world. We can't go there. So I love the online process, but we still jump on the phone before accepting a customer. That's another thing, by the way. If you just accept customers online, you can get any Tom, Dick, or Harry, right? Once you got their money, you kind of owe them some sort of service. If they're a crazy person that's going to leave you a bad review or treat your people crappy, once you have their money, you're kind of stuck. So we, even though we're completely online, we still don't accept any clients at this point without a phone conversation, because I want to make sure I don't get any crazies in the door. And once I have their money, I'm kind of stuck serving them. So we want to make sure that we talk with them and have a real conversation, that A, understand their pain, B, make sure that we can solve it, C, make sure that we want to solve that, and then really kind of work forward. Yeah, speaking of the devil, Daisy from Delaware, one of our Millionaire Mastermind clients, I have gotten to meet her and her husband on several times because the events, but when they signed up, we never met them. But we did talk to him on the phone. Her husband, Dylan, is crazy, but he's my kind of crazy, so we still took him as a client, and they've been amazing. All right, so like we talked about, online customers are much more price sensitive. When it comes to commercial, there is no conversation around this. You have to be in person. So hopefully now we've got the idea of why you don't want to kind of have your complete sales process online. Now let's swing the pendulum a little and talk about the parts that you do want online. So what I'm not saying is you don't need an online process, an online presence, an online funnel. We want all those things. You just don't want that to be the beginning and the end, right? Where they have to click buy now on the thing and then give you your credit card online. That's a very hard sale to do for residential. Like I said, you're going to get not the quality customers you want. And it's impossible for commercial, right? You got to see the job. You got to get keys. There's all sorts of conversations that you need to have. So what we do want to have online is move from this expensive sales force, which sucks, right? Hiring salespeople is expensive. They don't stay. They take forever to get spooled up. When they leave, they take half your clients. There's nothing ideal about that. So what online marketing can do, and this is a huge piece of it, is it can do 90% of the work, right? So when people come to us on the phone, they already know, like, and trust us. They've already seen dozens of referrals. They might have listened to hundreds of hours. Dylan and Daisy told me they listened to 14 hours of my podcast straight. Actually, Dylan listened to 14 hours straight. I'm sure Daisy was tuning me out for 13 and a half, as any non-insane person would do. So we want our digital our online presence to get people to know, like, and trust us and educate them and kind of pre-teach them how to buy, right? So most of the people that call us on the phone and ask for help, they know what we believe in, they know what we're going to teach, they know what we stand for. And it really isn't a conversation of, are you the best option? It's us helping them get clear on where they're at, where they want to be, and finding out what the best solution is. And more often than not, they want to buy from us, even if we're not kind of ready to sell from them. So it's really important that, sorry, I've got the computer on my knees. I'm trying to hold it while I talk. I don't like it down here. Yeah, there's all sorts of angles that aren't flattering. So I'm trying to keep it. I got a lot going on here. I'm not very technologically. So those of you feeling that are watching the video or with me live that feel like I'm drunk, I'm not. I can't. My knee is not a good balancing point in retrospect for the computer. So even if you're going to consummate the sale offline, you want to make sure that the pre-frame, how what they bring to the first conversation that you have with them is set up by your online presence, right? So we want to create content, just like what I'm doing right here, right now. Some of you guys are going to go, holy crap, I love this guy. We need help, right? And if actually Lou, one of our coaches is on. If you need help and want help, message out to Lou and go, Lou, get Mike's big brain working for me. I got to build this thing. Some of you guys are going to go, this guy seems like a complete idiot. Look at him. He can't work the computer. He's unshaven. His hair looks like a mess. He can barely speak. This guy's terrible. Fantastic. You people are never going to enter kind of our funnel and get on the phone or take any of our time. That's okay too. And some of you guys are going to need to watch 364 of these things before you go, holy crap, I'm ready to change. Any of that's fine, right? Because this is all automated, right? I get to record this once. Most of you, 99% of you watching this, are watching recording, not the live version I did in California. So I'm already home, sadly. That makes me sad. Most of the people watching this, I'm not in beautiful California anymore. I'm with a cactus and it's 100 degrees in Phoenix. So this is the kind of content you want to do to pre-indoctrinate your people on how to buy, get them to know I can trust you, show them that you're an authority, kind of let them know in a way that they consume on their own time that you're an authority, you know what you're doing, you really can help them. So, I guess what I'm trying to say is your job online is to build so much know, like, and trust and teach your perfect prospects, just like we talked about, right? My perfect prospects are going to be vibing with what we're talking about and be like, oh my gosh, I love this guy. The guys that aren't perfect prospects, that's okay. They're going to know that right off the bat, which is great, right? We're not looking for everybody. We're looking for the right people. And that's another thing I want to get you guys to do that online can do. I think we kind of get into this. If they call in and they wave a couple bucks in our face, we got to take it, right? Anyone's got money, we got to bid. Couldn't be further from the truth. So although we want to do a lot of our kind of pre-selling online, we want to do our finishing of the job offline. And the way we do that, so we don't waste a bunch of our time, is we give them enough of us, so the people that are like, this is not a fit, this isn't who I want, they never call, they don't waste your time. We'll go over a different podcast. There's actually been some. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com/iTunes, I think you can get all of our podcasts. We cover exactly how to do the sales call and all that sort of good stuff. But what you really want is the right people, not just to call, but call super fired up to talk to you and kind of ready to go. And the wrong people just never to call. So that's going to save you a bunch of time so you're not going on a bunch of bids. Because I think what really most folks say is, I don't mind going on appointments. I just don't want to go on appointments that are wasting my time. Right. And a lot of times, I get a lot of calls, but they're not the right people. Right. They didn't want what we wanted. They weren't a good lead. All that's because we don't have an online presence. So I guess to answer the question we kind of posed at the beginning is, should I sell online or should I sell in person? The answer is yes. You just want to make sure you use the right tool for the right job. So the online tool is one to many. Right. Like I said, a year after this thing has been out, we'll probably have 1,000 or thousands of people watching it, but I only had to record it once for 20 minutes. So that's kind of one to many. That's a great online marketing thing. We can do hundreds of this video that gives you guys tons of value. And I don't have to spend, I just get to build it once and we own it forever. So you want to do that. You want to do that before. So real quick, Vernon says, how many times do you want to do marketing videos or tutorials? I come on twice a week, right? And I do these live and we move into podcast and LinkedIn posts. And I think we're starting Instagram. We make about the YouTube videos, all that sort of good stuff. So you want a consistent stream. And again, these are 20 minutes. They take me probably 15, 20 minutes to prepare. So it takes me an hour or two a week to record these guys and give you guys all the content you need to know, like, holy crap, this guy can help me. And we get to give value to a lot of people. So the trick is, I don't just come on and be like, hey guys, buy my crap. I don't know if that would be super effective. Oh, that bug that freaked me out the last time is wandering. I've gotten cooler, so I probably won't freak out like I did last time, but he's here, he's eyeballing me. So the trick is you want to make sure that you're giving value, not selling crap, right? So in passing, as we're conversating, if it makes sense, I'll bring up the services that we offer for folks, but all of our calls to action are basically, hey, let us help you more for free. Let us help you give you more value. And then we just give so many people value, more than we can handle, really come to us and go, hey, how can you help me, right? I want to become a customer and take it next level. So the answer to how many times you want to do marketing videos or tutorials is it's not so much marketing videos or tutorials, and I wouldn't even call this a marketing. This is really teaching, right? This is giving service to my company or to you people, to Cleaning Nation. So it's not, I would kind of move it from marketing or videos to giving value videos, right? To connecting with your community, right? Sometimes I come on like every Thanksgiving, mostly we'll just do things that I'm thankful for. When I'm here in California, I want to share that with you guys because I love Cleaning Nation and we do a lot of those for fun. So it's not really marketing videos so much as it is trying to give value to your customers. Ashley says, thank you, Mindset and team. Actually, Mike and team. Mindset with Mariana yesterday was straight fire. Our systems are getting stronger and stronger. So much of that is thanks to your coaching. Ashley, you are so amazing. She and her husband, Avery, are next level guys and gals. And they are, aside from just the nicest people, they're super, super bright. Can't wait to see you guys at our next level event. As soon as all this Corona stuff nonsense goes away, there will be next level. I can't wait to meet Ashley and Avery in person. All right, so the big thing we're talking about is we want to make sure it's not that I think extremes are what kill you, right? When we go, we just want to go offline. All I'm going to do is cold call people, knock on doors. Everything's going to be offline. There's no one to many. It's not scalable. It's not sustainable. That will absolutely eat your lunch. It's hard to grow. It's miserable. Once you start getting customers, now you don't have any time to take care of them. And you go start taking care of them, you don't have time to go hustle anymore. So that's not the answer. Complete online marketing is like, I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't want to do phone calls. I don't want to go on site. When we're in the service business, that just doesn't work. So really what we're doing is make sure you use the right tool for the right outcome. And the right tool for before they call you is know, like, and trust, right? So we're not marketing. This isn't a marketing video. We're just finding ways to give value to our people, to let them get to know us. And we want part of the people to go, these people suck. This guy's crazy. I don't like you. That's fine. We're trying to disqualify them. But the people that do call in, we don't want to be like, I'm mildly interested. We want people going, holy crap, I've been watching Mike's videos forever. Listen to Mike's podcast or Ashley's podcast or who else do we got on here? Your podcast, Verna or Daisy or who else? Shelly, all of you guys, Laura, Terry Lynn, all of you guys, we want them to start getting to know you. So when they call your company, they know, like, and trust you, right? They're already a fan. The thing you've got to watch out for is the guy selling the online software, right? He's going to tell you, oh, you don't need to do all this sort of stuff. Everyone's getting rich online. And the truth is there's some amazing online software and it can absolutely help grow your business. I'm not knocking it at all. But the reality is you've got to make sure you put context around your business and what you do and make sure, and even if it's like in our industry, cleaning software, like it's all online, a lot of times, first of all, it's all residential. It doesn't work for commercial. It only works in huge areas, right? Like LA. If you're in a small town like Pocatello, Idaho, Spencer, shout out to you, buddy. There's just not enough new people coming in that you can afford to waste 99% of your leads that don't buy, right? And most of those are going to be a lot of those people that sign up online are non-recurring services. So you're kind of getting the dregs of the deal. And it's just tough to grow, takes away your time, freedom, all that sort of stuff. All right. But good. So the other thing is, if the sale isn't made online, we kind of believe that I, as the owner, have got to do anything, or I've got to hire an expensive sales team. It's just the truth, right? If you do a good job building the know, like, and trust online, and you teach your perfect prospects how to buy, so when they kind of reach out, they're already in love with you. The offline part's easy. You don't need a high, you know, it's almost like a customer service rep, right? Like our coaches, Lou is on the thing, is awesome. And I guess we want to be a big sales rock star. He could be, but he wants to coach with us because people already call knowing the value, right? He just helps them understand how to get clear on making a plan and get committed to fix it. And that's what we want for you. So you don't need an expensive sales team to, when you've got a good online marketing piece, you don't need an expensive sales team because they're really, I don't say order takers, but most of the heavy lifting is done by what you've done, the one-to-many conversations that you've done, like what I'm doing here. So the one-to-one conversations are super easy. So we don't need an expensive sales team. Again, the big thing we're trying to avoid is getting too far one direction or another, right? I'm going to do everything online and have no way for them to call me and no online, you know, no offline conversations. That's going to be very difficult to grow. You're going to get the bad customers. If you don't have any online presence and you're not getting the building the know, like, and trust, right? Helping them to understand who you are and what you stand for and what's important about you, then, it's just not going to work. So don't go for that. It's all got to be automated or none of it can be automated. The reality is you want to automate the parts that should be automated and have the money taking signing up part being from a human that has, you know, kind of mini, it doesn't have to be hyper scale. Lou says we got to keep the riffraff away. So true. Oh, Daisy's actually Dylan. Apparently I was making fun of Dylan thinking he wasn't here. Now he heard me. Dang it. Hijacking Daisy's phone. Just wanted to motivate people. It's been a ton of work. But all this has been working. Our employees and customers have changed just because our content and shifting our mindset. So true. The more they see your personality online, the better quality they'll be. And I heard all your crap talk, LOL. And this is poor Dylan, who I was just yelling at because I love him on the Millionaire Mastermind call. So appreciate you, buddy. If any of you guys get a chance to meet Dylan, super, super, super Bright guy. All right. Shelly said something. I'll mention that and then we'll call it a day. All right. I get a lot of calls off my magnets and Google and word of mouth. That's good. And by the way, a lot of people do that. Oh, I get word of mouth. I get word of mouth, or I get repeat and referral. That's all amazing. Problem is, it's not super scalable. So you want to make sure that word of mouth, repeat and referral is a great piece of the funnel or a piece of what you got going on. It just shouldn't be the whole thing. She says the problem is finding people that want to work and are dependable and honest. We will talk about that on a different podcast, I promise you. Have a great day off to clean. Listen to you again. Always learning something. Thanks. You're welcome, sister. Good to have you on, Shelly. All right. So the benefit is once you've got your system set up where you've kind of got this flow of one to many that doesn't take a bunch of time, you start building a massive amount of value within your company. And then it's super easy to get salespeople because, you know, Lou is like, and he's a salesperson, he coaches with us, but he does keep the riffraff out and he decides who we can help and who we won't. Hopefully his job's easy, right? He gets to talk to amazing people that are super committed. So once you've got this set up, it's easy to hire good people because, A, if you're doing core values like we coach, they're going to already be kind of down with your cause. And B, they're going to love your people as much as you do. And it's one of the things I love about Lou and the rest of our coaches, everyone on our team, is they love you guys just like I do. And that's huge. Another thing is if you want the business value to be in your hands, not your sales forces, you're going to want online marketing, right? You're going to want them to know you and trust you and all that sort of stuff. The quantity and quality of leads is where the money at. And this makes, by the way, my last two businesses, we've sold for seven figures. A lot of that had to do with our automated marketing systems, right? People really want that thing where it's like, all right, they know how to get customers to come in. If I want to double the business, we know how to double clients. And this one to many conversation that we're teaching is how you do that. So if you're going, holy crap, I want this, teach me how to do all that crap, Mike. That's what we do all day, every day. Happy to help. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. You can have a completely free conversation with one of our coaches. Again, they're not really trying to sell you anything. They're going to help you get clarity on where you're at now, where you want to be, what's been stopping you, what bridge needs to happen. And if working with us is the right answer, daggum right, they're going to try and help you make that happen. If it's not the right answer, we'll try and get you in the right direction, right? We've got more folks coming in than we really have room to serve. So, you know, no pressure. The only time we're going to pressure you is if we know we can help you, you know you can help you, and you let your fear get in the way. Lou ain't going to put up with any of that crap, nor will I. So you got to be okay with being talked to honestly, but we're never going to pressure you to do anything that is not going to help you get what you want. So if you'd like our help, the highlight, I was talking with my wife yesterday, we're onboarding a CFO, and one of their questions was, what's your zone of genius? I was like, my zone of genius is inspiring and coaching people. That's what I freaking love to do. That said, can't coach it unless we get to work together. So I honestly love doing these Facebook Lives, and it's so fun to see those people kind of show up on our calls where I do the coaching, and I get to go, oh my gosh, you were that guy or that gal that was from Maryland or that was always on the Facebook Lives. So hopefully that will be one of you, and I'll get to meet you. To start the process, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. Worst case scenario, we'll get you some clarity and a plan to move where you want to go. Best case scenario, we get to work together, and we can help transform your lives. And you can be one of the many, 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 many success stories we've got. And go to, by the way, if you want to see our success stories, go to growmycleaningcompanyreviews.com. There's over 100. I don't even know how to, if anyone knows technology, let me know. The daggum page takes forever to load because there's so many freaking videos and stuff like that. So you have to be ready to wait 30 or 40 seconds for the page to start loading. But if you go to growmycleaningcompanyreviews.com, you can check out all the hundreds of people that we served. Anyway, Clean Nation, you guys are amazing. Can't wait to serve you and get to meet you live events on our calls. For now, I'm going to go hang out the ocean. It's there. My wife is intolerant of me doing a bunch more of this crap. So we'll talk to you soon. I'll be back in Phoenix next time and hope to talk to some of you sooner or later. Bye. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.